We're getting an update on the fight between the Ho-Chunk and the Stockbridge-Munsee community over Ho-Chunk Casino expansion in Shawano County. Earlier this week, host Kate Archer Ken talked to Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Jason Stein about the latest.
Well, bring us to the heart of this casino expansion debate. What's going on here?
Right. So the Ho-Chunk, for quite a while, have had a secondary or ancillary casino at Wittenberg. And they want to expand it. They're in the midst of doing a very large expansion, and it has alarmed a nearby tribe, the Stockbridge-Munsee, who have their only casino in that area and are concerned that they will see their main source of revenue for their pretty financially modest tribe greatly impacted by this expansion.
They funded a survey. They found that they would lose $22 million a year through this expansion by the Ho-Chunk.
Right. I mean, that's their contention. I think the Ho-Chunk would dispute that, but I mean, I think there's no doubt that there would be a significant impact to having this large expansion nearby. The Ho-Chunk are expanding, you know, again, a secondary facility that's one of several they have around the state. You know, in some cases, these secondary casinos or ancillary casinos are little more than a small collection of slot machines in a gas station. So, you know, and this certainly to look at, if you've seen the facility, if you've seen the site, I mean, this is going to have the look of a pretty decent sized, the pretty significant casino and hotel.
Hundreds of slot machines.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. So who decides whether or not the Ho-Chunk can expand? Can they do this in Shawano County?
Right. And obviously the Ho-Chunk are going to say that they're just simply pursuing a business opportunity like any tribe. It's a combination of factors. The federal government has a role in regulating Native American casinos and gambling, and the state government does too through agreements called compacts that the state has signed over many years with tribes like the Ho-Chunk and the Stockbridge. And the Stockbridge are giving every indication that they are going to sue the state of Wisconsin and the Ho-Chunk for you know, sort of not complying with state agreements and federal rules in an attempt to get this expansion stopped.
And there's apparently this deed that dates back to 1969.
Right. So it's complex, but the case will hinge on, you know, this likely lawsuit will hinge on whether or not the proper procedures were handled to qualify this property to have a casino on site, as well as whether or not having such a large casino where, you know, there's going to be such a large amount of slot machine revenue, whether or not that really complies with the agreement that the Ho-Chunk struck with the state. And this is more than just two tribes at issue, because the Ho-Chunk are not the only tribe that has ancillary casinos. The Oneida and also some Ojibwe tribes have them. And so there's always the possibility that if the Ho-Chunk succeed in this, that another tribe might look at that and say, you know what, we'd like to do the same thing.
Mm, yeah. What leverage does the Stockbridge-Munsee have in this argument?
Well, I mean, you know, one thing that they have, I think, that everyone should note is that they have a lot to lose. And the one thing about any actor that, you know, when you're talking about an individual or a corporation or a sovereign nation, like an Indian tribe, if their only or main source of revenue or livelihood is threatened, you know, you can't expect that person to use every tool at their disposal to sort of fight to maintain their revenue and their livelihood, right? And, I mean, it certainly seems as if that is the case. The Stockbridge claim that they have a pretty good case. The state, you know, very vigorously disputes that and claims that, you know, they have to let the Ho-Chunk move forward, that they don't really have any choice given the rules in place. And, you know, I do think that we'll get a court to decide on that because, again, given the likely losses that the Stockbridge have, it's likely that they'll feel compelled to take some sort of action.
We're talking right now with Jason Stein. He's state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're talking about the Ho-Chunk Casino expansion of its Wittenberg facility in Shawano County and the dispute of this by the Stockbridge Muncie community, who are disputing this expansion of an ancillary casino. Jason, I was reading the survey that the Stockbridge Muncie community that they did this survey, a Chicago outfit did the survey, saying tribes take in $1.2 billion after paying winnings each year. That's a lot of money out there.
Sure. It is, Native American gambling is a very significant, you know, economic issue in the state. You know, and at the same time, though, you know, it appears that gambling is a pretty mature industry in the state. In other words, that it's not necessarily growing by leaps and bounds, the overall pie. And so, you know, when you have a proposal like the former proposal by the Menominee to put a casino in Kenosha, which failed, or this latest expansion, other tribes look at that as something that may take from their share of the pie because they don't necessarily expect the pie to get a lot bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the survey said that Wisconsin is a truly saturated market.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you can always sort of argue to what extent. I mean, you know, in the case of Kenosha, there you might have had some people drive up from Chicago and you know, some new visitors to the state. Obviously, when you're talking about a casino at Wittenberg, you know, more in the center of the state, it doesn't seem nearly as likely that someone would, you know, drive hours from out of state to visit that casino. So it's probably going to be drawing for its customer base on, you know, people that live in the region and that already have some options for, you know, gambling if that's something they want to do for entertainment.
How have state officials weighed in on this conflict? What do we know from the state?
Right. So the state has said basically that given the law, given the agreements that have been signed, they argue that the Ho-Chunk are in the right to do this, that they have the legal right to do this, and that it's essentially something that the state doesn't have any business stepping into. One argument that's being made by Republican lawmakers in that area is that some Republican lawmakers are asking Governor Scott Walker's administration to go out and get a second legal opinion, if you will, from an outside counsel, essentially saying, you know, we're concerned about this issue and we think we might be sued anyway, so we think it makes sense to go out and make sure that we're on firm legal ground before we find ourselves in a federal courtroom.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the Stockbridge Muncie have withheld almost a $1 million payment to the state that's due June 30th?
Right. They have said they're going to withhold their revenue sharing payment to the state of Wisconsin. Obviously, because they are, in economic terms, a relatively small tribe compared to the Ho-Chunk, that is not as significant as if you had, you know, the Potawatomi, Oneida, or Ho-Chunk tribes withholding money from the state. But it certainly, I think, speaks to how serious the tribe appears to be about this issue and how they are, likely going to go to, I think, court and see if they win or lose. Maybe not because they're super excited to do that, but because if you look at the other options that they might have, their elected leaders, it's going to be very difficult, I think, for them to go to their members, their tribal members, and say, look, we just have to cut, you know, 10, 15, 20% of our budget, and that's the way it is. We don't have any other option.
Jason, what happens next in this situation?
Well, the Stockbridge Muncie tribe has made some very preliminary filings in federal court, not filing a lawsuit, but essentially laying the groundwork for a lawsuit. And so, you know, at this point, I'm not, there certainly could be a movement either by the state or by the Ho-Chunk tribe that could change the situation. But, you know, right now, the Ho-Chunk tribe is moving forward with construction, and that, I think, has lended a lot of urgency on both sides of the issue. So, you know, it appears as if in the near future there will be a lawsuit brought against the state. We'll see.
Jason, thanks so much for the update.
Oh, thank you, Kate. Appreciate being on.
That was Jason Stein, state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He spoke with Kate Archer Kent earlier this week about the latest news in the Ho-Chunk Stockbridge Muncie debate over a casino expansion in Shawano County. You can find a link to that story on the Central Time Facebook page.